Photographer and writer Amy Gullick's book, Salmon in the Trees, Life in Alaska's Tongass Rainforest, now has a new home in Wrangell. Based on a collection of photographs from her travels through Southeast, she's created an exhibit that examines the intriguing connection between salmon and trees. So what exactly is the connection? Gullick says that question is what inspired the project.
A few years ago, I read a very dry scientific article, and I don't even remember where I read it. And it talked about this connection between salmon and trees. But it was told in this dry scientific way. Like, instead of saying salmon in the trees, I think they described it as the upstream flow of marine-derived nutrients in a terrestrial environment.
She says after reading the article, she knew she had to investigate further.
That concept was just so bizarre and so unexpected, and it just wouldn't leave my brain. And finally, I just kind of said, okay, that's it. I'm going. I'm going to photograph this. I'm going to tell this incredible story.
Working as a writer and photographer for nearly 20 years, she says Wrangell's Ann Arbor Bear Observatory was a major inspiration for her work.
I think there's probably no better place in all of Southeast Alaska to see, experience, and understand this remarkable connection between salmon and trees than Ann Arbor Creek, you know, which is, you know, an hour jet boat ride south of Wrangell. You can be at Ann Arbor Creek and not move. You can stand in one spot and see thousands and thousands of salmon, you know, spawning, you know, just jamming that creek. You can see these just crazy concentrations of both brown and black bears, you know, coming and going and catching salmon and dragging them into the forest. And then you look up and towering over you are these lush big trees that have salmon inside of them and are lush and big because they have those salmon nutrients.
Over the course of 2 years, Gullick traveled to a number of Southeast communities, including Juneau, Yakutat, Tenneke, Ketchikan, and Wrangell. Originally taking more than 10,000 photos, she reduced her collection to 160 for her book, and then even further down to 15 photos for the exhibit. She says she wanted to create a story that everyone can relate to, explaining the ecological connection of salmon and trees, but also its importance to people who live in Southeast Alaska.
Whether you yourself are a commercial salmon fisherman or someone in your family is or your neighbor is or you yourself, you know, harvest salmon for personal use, it's this common thread that kind of binds all of these communities together. And it was really neat to see that and to see this way of life that salmon allow people in Southeast Alaska to live.
Gullick says after a short walk through the museum, you'll know how salmon end up in trees. Starting May 16th, the exhibit is open to the public at Wrangell's Nolan Center. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.